Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today we're diving headfirst into a monster that plagues us all, procrastination. Ever feel like you have a million things on your to-do list, but somehow end up scrolling through memes instead? You know that feeling when the clock is ticking, deadlines are looming, and yet your motivation feels as elusive as finding a 20 bill in an old pair of jeans? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there. But here's the good news. Procrastination doesn't have to rule your life. And I'm about to give you a super effective tool to fight back, the Pomodoro Technique. Now, before you click away thinking this is just another boring productivity hack, trust me, this one's different. It's simple, it's science-backed, and it works like magic. So buckle up, because we're about to turn procrastination into a thing of the past. First off, let's understand why procrastination is such a slippery slope. We often avoid tasks because they seem daunting, boring, or just plain overwhelming. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, so that tempting distraction feels way more appealing than tackling a challenging project. But here's the secret. The Pomodoro Technique breaks down those big tasks into manageable chunks, making them less intimidating and way more achievable. Think of it like this. Imagine you have to write a 10-page essay. That sounds like a monster, right? You might stare at that blank page for hours, paralyzed by fear. But with the Pomodoro Technique, you focus on writing just one page at a time, taking short breaks in between. Suddenly, that massive project feels less overwhelming and way more conquerable. Here are five key takeaways from this technique. 1. Focus for 25 minutes. The heart of the Pomodoro Technique is working intensely for 25 minutes on a single task without distractions. Put your phone away, close those unnecessary tabs, and dedicate that time solely to the task at hand. It's like giving your brain a laser-sharp focus mode. 2. Take a 5-minute break. After those 25 minutes of focused work, reward yourself with a 5-minute break. Get up, stretch, grab a drink, or do something enjoyable to recharge and clear your head. This helps prevent burnout and keeps you motivated. Remember, even the most dedicated superheroes need a quick breather now and then. 3. Repeat the cycle. After 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break of 20-30 minutes. This allows for deeper rest and reflection, helping you come back refreshed and ready to tackle more tasks. Think of it as strategically scheduling mini vacations within your workday. 4. Track your progress. Keep track of your Pomodoros completed. Seeing that visual representation of your productivity can be incredibly motivating. It's like leveling up in a video game, except the rewards are real-life achievements. 5. Be flexible. Listen to your body and mind. If you're feeling particularly focused one day, try squeezing in an extra Pomodoro. Or if you need more time to rest, take a longer break. The key is to find what works best for you and adapt the technique accordingly. Imagine this. You've got that big project due next week, the one that's been looming over your head like a storm cloud. Instead of panicking and procrastinating, you decide to give the Pomodoro Technique a try. You set a timer for 25 minutes, focus solely on the first task, and before you know it, that chunk is done. Then you take a short break, stretch your legs, grab a cup of coffee, and come back ready for another round. You repeat this cycle throughout the day, making steady progress on your project. Suddenly, what once felt like an insurmountable mountain seems manageable, even exciting. See? The power is in breaking things down, focusing intently, and rewarding yourself for your efforts. So, there you have it, a powerful tool to conquer procrastination and unlock your productivity potential. Remember, the Pomodoro Technique isn't just about getting things done. It's about cultivating focus, building momentum, and transforming your relationship with work. Now go out there, smash those tasks, and remember, even small steps lead to big accomplishments. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of productivity power. And if you have any thoughts or experiences with the Pomodoro technique, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to level up our discipline game. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Discipline Switch.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.